Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Basketball. East Basketball is brought to you by Raynard Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Devorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Well, good afternoon, or good evening if you prefer, and welcome back to the Wausau West Fieldhouse and day two of the annual Turkey Shootout Boys Basketball Tournament, as the Wausau East Lumberjacks will take on Stevens Point Pacelli in the first matchup tonight. Wausau West and Wausau Newman scoring off in the nightcap here. Our second half of our doubleheader will be girls basketball as DC Everest plays Andigo tonight. But first, Wausau East will try to bounce back from last night's loss. Newman beat the Lumberjacks 49-41 here as the Cardinals put together a good first half, held on to a lead through most of the second half, and despite shooting poorly from the free throw line down the stretch, were able to beat the Lumberjacks by a score of 49-41. And once again, it was a case of missed opportunities for East. They had many chances inside, could not knock down inside shots. They were also just 4 of 17 from three-point range in the game as well. So when the outside shots aren't falling and the inside shots aren't falling, chances are you're not going to win. And that's what happened last night for Paul Dinka's crew against Newman. And we'll see if that can change here tonight. East is 1-1 coming into the game. Pacelli is coming off a win, an unlikely win for the Cardinals last night. They beat Wausau West 45-44. They scored the last 12 points of that game to win 44 in the matchup, and it was a big night for Brett O'Sullivan. He had 24 points. Pacelli is playing without one of their better players, James Gollin. The senior is out with an injury, so we won't see him here tonight. But, boy, O'Sullivan knocked down a whole bunch of outside shots last night and finished with 24 points. So, obviously, he will be a prime concern for the Lumberjack defense here tonight. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from East head coach Paul Dimka. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Smart Santas know you can save lots of dough with a ho-ho happy holiday loan from Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's perfect for purchasing presents. You can borrow up to $2,000, and your payments can be as low as $91 a month for 24 months. If just the idea of having $2,000 for holiday gifts makes you feel like celebrating, don't wait. Cloverbelt Credit Union makes it quick and easy to apply. Just call a friendly CCU lender at 715-842-5693. Stop at any Cloverbelt Credit Union or log on to ccuwausau.com and click on the holiday loan sale button. Smart Santas know CCU is the place to go for a holiday loan and for Visa gift cards. Beautiful holiday designs, and they're only $2. Tis the season for giving and for saving. With CCU, $2,000 ho-ho happy holiday loan. Payments as low as only $91 a month for 24 months. Where you bank does make a difference. Happy holidays from Clover Belt Credit Union. Holiday loan featured rate at 7.95% APR for Tier 1 credit. Other rates and terms available.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
How do you talk to your kids about drinking? Researcher Dr. Brian Kelly.
The best way to approach it is to simply say, look, we have a zero tolerance policy for alcohol and drugs. It's not even that it's a legal issue. It's really an issue of preserving your own physical development and, you know, making sure that you have every opportunity to be successful across your life.
Be the parent. For more help, go to shapingfamilies.com/alcohol. This message from the Mennonite Churches.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Chelly, welcome, Coach. Back to last night's game. What did you see coming out of that game that allowed Newman to jump out like they did?
I think they took care of the intangibles. We talked about that this morning. They got all the 50-50 balls. They were out hustling us. They were just doing a little bit more throughout the whole game. At times we did some of those things, but I think they took care of those things better than we did.
When you look at the offensive side of the ball, you've got some height, so you want to play a little half court, but then you've got some guys that can push. Jaden Rutkowski did a pretty good job in transition last night, but have you decided what you want to concentrate on? Is it going to be a half-court team? Is it going to be more of a running team? What do you think?
I'd like to get out in transition. I mean, I think our bigs are capable in transition of running as well, and taking advantage of those things. Talking with Jaden today, his job is, and he's got a tough job. He's got to score for us, and he's got to dictate the offense. So a couple things for him to work on and get others involved. So hopefully that'll transpire into some positive offense for us.
Plus, if you're going to play half-court, your bigs have to finish around the basket, too.
Yep, we had some early looks, and then I think we played a better inside game than we did in our first game. So, we made improvements there, and hopefully we continue to pound it inside and finish inside as well. And then I think that makes outside shots a little bit easier for us as well. We've got to develop that true inside-outside game. It's going to be a work in progress.
And for the second straight week, it was about 4 for 16 or 4 for 17 from three-point range. You got some open looks, just didn't knock them down.
Yep, anyway, our goal, we're content with shooting somewhere between 15 and 20 threes a game, and our goal is to make 30% of them. So, you shoot 15, you got to make 5. So, and one of our goals is make 5 threes a game. That kind of falls into that category. So, we had open looks. Hopefully tonight we knock them down a little bit.
One guy who knocked down a couple was Trent Pate off the bench. He gives you a little bit of a matchup situation where he can be guarded by a smaller guy and he can take advantage of that.
Yep. Trent offered something offensively that we don't get out of our other players. This is his second season in the system, so he's still learning that. And hopefully as he progresses, he's going to see more floor time.
Last warm-up game before the conference season starts, and you don't get an easy start to the Wisconsin Valley Conference season with Stevens Point next week. So what are you looking to get out of tonight's game? Maybe tighten up the rotation and find out which guys are going to get the bigger minutes?
Yeah, I think so. One thing is we have to bring more energy than we brought last night. If you don't see a difference in the starting five in the first 3 or 4 minutes, they won't be there that long. And then we'll find bodies. We've got to find people who are going to play effectively but also bring energy. I think that's another thing that we didn't do last night. And so everybody's going to bring more energy, probably including me on the sideline.
That's Eastern Coach Paul Dibka back with more after this on Fox Sports AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
You know a good teammate when you see one. hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free, because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. So make a new house rule: no smoking indoors. Even when the kids are out of the house or in another room, it can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Visit noattacks.org, because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Back here at the West Fieldhouse, getting set for the tip of a first game tonight between the Lumberjacks and the Stevens Point Pacelli Cardinals. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight. First of all, for Pacelli, it'll be senior Jake Feltz, another senior Tyus Gruce, Isaac Elliott, and Brett O'Sullivan, both seniors, and Colin Jamison, a junior, for head coach Brad Ruda. James Golland out with an injury and will not play here tonight. For the Lumberjacks, it'll be the same starting five as last night. Dylan Hamlin, the junior, at center. The forwards, Bryce Widmark, a senior, and Bryce Taylor, a senior. And it'll be Jaden Rutkowski, a junior, and Tanner Dimka, a senior, in the backcourt for the Lumberjacks. Head coach is Paul Dimka. Lumberjacks just did not get much from inside or outside last night. They had a number of early looks inside, could not finish around the basket. And once again, not good shooting from three-point range, just 4 of 17 from the floor from downtown. And that's got to improve here tonight, at least a little bit anyway, if they're going to be successful against this Pacelli Cardinal team. Defensively, the zone was okay for the most part last night, although Newman was able to knock down some shots over the top of that zone, much better than Mosini did in the opening game, which saw East win. But we'll see what happens with Pacelli and how they shoot over the top of that zone here tonight. East is in white with the red and black trim. Pacelli in red with black and white trim. And we're just about set to go. Both teams are at center court. Dylan Hamlin will jump it up against Brett O'Sullivan. O'Sullivan with 21 points in last night's game. We're underway, and Pacelli will control the tap and bring it into the front court. They get it to Groose. Tyus Groose to Jamison out on top. Isaac Elliott with it now. He's coming out in that zone to start. They get it inside now, kick it to the baseline. They're posting up O'Sullivan on Hamlin about halfway down the lane, and Pacelli forced to kick it back outside. Groose with it. One thing about playing zone, as we've talked about before, you'll get extended possessions. A lot of time run off the clock with no shots. And Pacelli still way outside the arc with it. Groose, Paul Dinka exhorting his players to keep their hands up. Bryce Taylor's out on top of that zone. He's got those long arms. Has a tendency to disrupt passing lanes out there. Groose still out there. Now there's a three ball launched, and that is off no good. And the rebound grabbed by Dimka on the shot by Isaac Elliott. He springs it ahead. He got an open look from three. He didn't hit it. Widmark down low to Hamlin. Catches, turns, shoots, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it up. Yes. Dylan Hamlin, a putback of his own miss. Now Pacelli wants to run. They get it to the baseline. Now kick it back out. East did a good job getting back. Here's a three ball from the corner, and that's up and in. Elliott hits the three from the left wing. And it's 3-2 Pacelli. They're going to pressure in the backcourt. Bryce Taylor picks up his dribble. Now Rutkowski gets it. He wants to hurry it ahead. Drives down, feeds Widmark, puts it up. Nobody's fouled, and we'll go to the line. You heard Coach Dimka talk about how they want to transition when they can, and Rutkowski can get down the floor quickly. That time he went right to the basket, fed Bryce Widmark. Widmark didn't get the hoop, but he did draw the foul, and we'll head to the line. First foul is on. First foul shot for Widmark up and in. He's already got more points than he did last night. They've got 15 up there for the foul. I don't see a 15 on the roster here. I wonder if they gave that foul to Elliott, who's 30 now. They've changed it. Second foul shot is up and in for Widmark as well. He got both. And it's 4-3. Lumberjacks by one. Pacelli. Feltz has it out on top now to Groose. Now they swing it. Jamison. Get it to Groose. He wants to go baseline. That's cut off. He passes along the baseline to kick it back outside. Jamison for three. In and out. No good. And Dimka with another rebound. Tanner Dimka playing low on that zone. He's the smallest guy on the court, and he's got two boards already. Here's East back the other way. Taylor in the lane. His pass knocked out of bounds. And East will maintain position. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Lumberjacks inbounded. Widmark pull-up jumper from top of the key. That's no good. Hamlin over the top for a rebound. Puts it up and in. And he did it without fouling. Boy, if he could do that. He got pushed around last night, but showing a lot of strength. Now the ball knocked away on the baseline, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by East, and Pacelli will have it. O'Sullivan being harassed on the baseline by Widmark and Taylor. Dylan Hamlin listed at 6'10". Here's a three ball by Elliott. That rims out no good. Hamlin with the rebound. He's already showing much more energy than he showed last night, something Coach Dimka wanted to talk about, and now Hamlin traveled. He caught that pass and took a couple of steps before he got rid of it. So the first turnover of the game for the Lumberjacks on a travel. We talk about he's got to play more like a 6'10 player and take command underneath, and he's showing it so far here tonight. Pacelli has it outside. Now they get it to Elliott, right wing. Bounce pass inside to O'Sullivan. Turns, steps on the end line. Tried to make a move around Hamlin, and he stepped on the end line and turned it over. Good defense by Dylan Hamlin right there. Sullivan tried to make a move underneath, couldn't get it. Now it's Rutkowski. Passes ahead to Bryce Taylor into the front court. Taylor, right wing. Behind the back dribble, gives it back to Rutkowski. Rutkowski. Yo-yos the dribble, gets a screen from Hamlin, lofts it over the top. Hamlin catches, puts it up, yes, and a foul. Dylan Hamlin looks like a different player here tonight. And a good feed over the top from Rutkowski. Hamlin went right to the hole, laid it up, got the hoop and the foul. It's 8-3 Lumberjacks, and Dylan Hamlin at the line to try to convert the three-point play. Hamlin's got 6 points here in the early going inside here tonight. Free throw on the way. That's up and in. Huge first quarter for Dylan Hamlin, and the Lumberjacks are up by 6, 9-3. Groose into the front court. Jameson with it between the circles. Elliott draws a double team, needs to get rid of it, and does. Finds Groose. Now they get it to Jameson, launches a three, got it. Rattles it home. Colin Jameson with a three from the left wing, and it's 9-6. Lumberjacks. Rutkowski will bring it ahead. Quickly passes ahead. Bryce Taylor, a catch and shoot three. That's an air ball. Rebound by Dimka. He's got three boards already tonight. Rutkowski, three, top of the key, drains it. Nothing but net for Jaden Rutkowski. And Pacelli wants a timeout. 12-6 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side. Not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the West Fieldhouse. The Lumberjacks off to a good start here. They lead it 12-6. Dylan Hamlin with 7 points to start the game here tonight. He's on the bench taking a breather right now. Sean Wilson in the game. J.P. Lacey in as well. Also in for the Lumberjacks is Eric Daniel. Pacelli with the basketball. Jameson, now Groose. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Ball taken away by Rutkowski. He's double ball taken away from him. And he loses the ball out of bounds, and the Lumberjacks will have it. Feltz got a steal, but he stepped on the end line. That's after Rutkowski got a steal, and then had it taken away. Rutkowski will bring it ahead. Into the front court. Lacey comes out on top for it. Bryce Taylor right wing. Out on top, Daniel catch and shoot three, in and out, no good. The rebound grabbed by Groose. He wants to push. Now he gets it to Jameson. Elliott drives baseline, nearly stepped out of bounds, gets it back outside. Feltz drives, hangs in the air, no, wanted a foul, didn't get it. Eric Daniel wants to push. Now he'll slow things down. Feltz probably got fouled there, they let him play on. Into the front court, Rutkowski, ball taken away, loose, and we're going to get a foul call. And who's that going to be on? Groose will pick up the foul for Stevens Point. Pacelli, non-shooting foul. East will inbound. At 3:12 to play first quarter, Lumberjacks lead by 6, 12-6. And Bryce Taylor will inbound it for East. Gets it in down to the corner. Lacey over the top to Sean Wilson. Feeds a cutter. That's Daniel. Lays it up and in. Good ball movement right there. Wilson finding Daniel for the layup. 14-6. Groose with it in the corner. Skip pass cross court to Jameson. Got a screen. Fakes. Now he wants to drive. And we're getting a foul call before the shot. That's going to go against Jaden Rutkowski. Reach in foul, not shooting foul. Trenton Pate check into the game for East. Pate had a decent night last night. Had 8 points, including a couple of three balls. Jameson looks to get it in and does. Elliott, pull-up jumper inside the three-point line, misses. Rutkowski with the rebound. Rutkowski right down the lane and gets mugged. He tried to split two defenders and got hammered and will draw the foul. That's going to go against Brett O'Sullivan. That's his first. They're going to call that a shooting foul? No. Probably the right call as Rutkowski just put his head down, tried to split two defenders and got hammered. Into the game for the Lumberjacks is Tim Nass. He didn't get any action last night. Daniel in the paint. Pate shoots on a turnaround, missed it. The rebound grabbed by Pacelli, and now we're going to get a loose ball foul, a foul called on the Lumberjacks. Substitution for Pacelli. Chris Shabilski gets in the game. He's a sophomore. Don't forget, still to come tonight, it is Everest girls basketball. Chris Conley will have the call of the Evergreens as they take on Amago tonight in Amago. That foul was called on Sean Wilson. That's his first. So Groose will walk it ahead. East is staying in the zone. Pate is out on top in the zone this time. Shabilski with it out on top. They swing it around. Jameson shoots the three. That's an air ball. No good. Pate will grab it. And he trips and falls down. And will turn the ball over on a travel. Pate got his feet tangled up and went down. Nobody around him. And so Pacelli will inbound it. Jameson looks to get it in. It's outside. Shabilski top of the key. Now the ball knocked away. It's going to be a kick ball. Lacey got a foot on it, kicked it away. 2:13 to play here, first quarter. Lumberjacks leading 14-6. East will begin conference play next Friday night, taking on the Spanish Panthers. Pacelli inbounds it into the backcourt. Isaac Elliott to Ty Groose. Skip pass back to Elliott. Dribbles back out on top between the circles. Left wing now, that's Nathan Gladowski, who's in the game for Pacelli for the first time. They're trying to post up O'Sullivan. They've been doing a good job of keeping the ball away from him. Groose for three. That's no good. Wilson with a strong rebound for the Lumberjacks. Into the front court they come. Wilson with it. Gives it off. Daniel. Right wing. This is Lacey. He wants to drive into the paint. Kick it outside. Pate wants to operate. Goes baseline. We're going to get a whistle and a blocking foul called on Pacelli. That'll be the fifth team foul on Stevens Point. It's going to go against Chris Shabilski. That's his first. And East will inbound it. Pate out on top to Lacey. Lacey pulls up, takes the shot, no good. Rebound over the top, Pate, but he had a foul to do it. He went high. It looked like he got it clean, but maybe with the body they call a foul. That's his first, as the Pacelli player had rebound position. Jameson quickly checks back in for Pacelli. Also in for the Lumberjacks is Lewis Nass. So Tim Nass and Lewis Nass on the floor, along with Lacey, Daniel, and Pate. Jameson in the corner, didn't take the three. Now he gets it back. They're looking over the top here. A good job fronting on defense to O'Sullivan. Here's Jameson for three from the corner. In and out, no good. Rebound grabbed by Daniel. They get it ahead. The ball knocked out of bounds, and East will keep it. The ball knocked away from Pate. And we get a substitution. Jake Feltz will get back into the game for Pacelli. And O'Sullivan will take a breather. He hasn't had a shot yet. Good defense by the Lumberjacks. O'Sullivan had 21 points last night for Pacelli in the win over West. He has not been able to take a shot yet, as they've denied him the ball with that zone. A minute to play here, first quarter. Pate gets it inbounds to Eric Daniel. Daniel wants to go baseline. That's cut off. Kicks it back outside to Trent Pate. Lumberjacks with it. Tim Nass. This is Lacey. Pull-up jumper. In and out, no good. Pacelli with the rebound. Pacelli wants to hurry. 40 seconds. Now they'll slow it down. Groose will walk it into the front court. Gives it off to Gladowski. Now it's Jameson. East hasn't scored for a long time. Actually, neither team has scored for a long time. Since the 4:27 mark, Jameson with the basketball. They're going to play for one shot here, 17 seconds. The starters played well tonight for East, and once they came out, the scoring stopped. Unlike last night, where the starters couldn't score and the bench did. They kick it to the corner, now back out on top. They get it over to Jameson. He fakes, now he gets it out. Shot at the buzzer, that's short. Off the front of the rim for Jake Feltz. And the first quarter comes to an end, and the Lumberjacks have the lead, 14-6. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Smart Santas know you can save lots of dough with a ho-ho happy holiday.
Payday Loan from Cloverbelt Credit Union is perfect for purchasing presents. You can borrow up to $2,000, and your payments can be as low as $91 a month for 24 months. If just the idea of having $2,000 for holiday gifts makes you feel like celebrating, don't wait. Cloverbelt Credit Union makes it quick and easy to apply. Just call a friendly CCU lender at 715-842-5693. Stop at any Cloverbelt Credit Union or log on to CCUWausau.com and click on the Holiday Loan Sale button. Smart Santa's know CCU is the place to go for a holiday loan and for Visa gift cards. Beautiful holiday designs, and they're only $2. Tis the season for giving and for saving. With CCU, $2,000 ho ho happy holiday loan. Payments as low as only $91 a month for 24 months. Where you bank does make a difference. Happy holidays from Clover Belt Credit Union. Holiday loan featured rate at 7.95% APR for Tier 1 credit. Other rates and terms available.
We are Tom King back here at the West Fieldhouse. Lumberjack basketball also brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the Erie athletes a successful season. East will have the basketball to begin the second quarter. They shot 50% in that first quarter, 5 of 10, 3 of 3 from the line. Pacelli was just 2 out of 11. East moving the ball around. Here's Dimka. He's going to take a 3, and he'll hit it. Tanner Dimka for 3. As East has the starting five back out there on the floor. And it's 17-6, Lumberjacks. Dimka, I don't think, scored in last night's game. He did not. And he hits his first shot here tonight, a three ball. Lumberjacks back in that zone. Pacelli looks, trying to penetrate. O'Sullivan, now he'll get the ball at the free throw line. Has to pass out of a double team, though. Now he'll get it back. Doubled again. Gets it to Groose. Skip pass over to Feltz. He was wide open. Didn't take the three. Drives in the baseline. Splits. Splits a double team. And they're going to call Rutkowski unless it was a little flick. Didn't look like he even touched him. That's going to be the second foul on Jaden Rutkowski. Non-shooting foul, so Pacelli will inbound it. And I think Rutkowski is going to take a seat with those two fouls. Tim Nass will get in the game. Shelly gets it in, catch and shoot right off the inbound play from the corner. That's an air ball by Elliott, and Widmark with the rebound. Back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Widmark, top of the key, gives it to Bryce Taylor. There's Dimka, and he traveled. Made a little move and shuffled the feet. Fourth turnover unofficially on East here. Hamlin and O'Sullivan are having a battle underneath. Pacelli with it. Feltz now top of the key. Gives it to Jamison. Down in the corner. Once again, they deny O'Sullivan the basketball in the low post. Now he'll get it. Turn wants to operate, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Looks like they're going to call Hamlin for the body. Non-shooting foul. Pacelli will inbound. That's really the first time that they got the ball down on the baseline to O'Sullivan. He tried to put a move on Hamlin and drew the foul. Didn't get a shot away. Jamison looking to get it in. Still looking. Now throws it all the way out on top to Feltz. Bruce with it. Now it's Elliott. Isaac Elliott on the dribble between the circles. Gives it off to Colin Jamison. Jamison looks. Now they find Feltz. They lost him. And he'll get... Oh, he missed the layup. Hamlin made him change it. Feltz misses a bunny. And East with the rebound. Dimka got another board. That's four, I believe, for him. They get it to Taylor, left wing. They lost Feltz on that defensive switch. And he misses the layup as Hamlin gave him a little bit of pressure. Dimka, top of the key. Now they get it down to Widmark. And the low block turns. Bakes goes up with the right hand off the glass, up and in. Bryce Widmark with a hoop. He missed about five of those last night. Gets his first one here tonight. Groose. Skip pass. Now they get it on the baseline. Feltz drives in. Shot put up and in. Good baseline move by Feltz, and he gets the hoop. That's the first points for Pacelli in quite a while. 19-8 Lumberjacks. Bryce Taylor wants to move it ahead quickly. Pass inside. We're going to get a kicked ball. That bailed East out right there. Bad pass by Taylor as Widmark wasn't ready for it. And it will be East basketball out of bounds. Lumberjack Hoops brought to you in part by Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. Tanner Dimka with it outside. Now it's Nass. They get it down. Hamlin's pass knocked away. Here comes Pacelli back the other way. They want to push. They get it ahead. And Hamlin with a hard foul as O'Sullivan went in. And O'Sullivan will go to the line. He wasn't going to let him get a layup there. And he hammered him. It's going to be the second foul on Hamlin, though. He's probably going to have to take a seat. O'Sullivan will go to the line and shoot two here. O'Sullivan looking for his first points of the night. In fact, this is going to be his first shot of any kind. He'll get two free throws here with 5:24 to play first half. First one's up and in. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Ministry Healthcare and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Second foul shot coming. And that is up and in as well. Got them both. East inbounds it. 19-10. Lumberjacks by 9. Lumberjacks break some pressure. Dimka in the front court to Nass. High post, J.P. Lacy in the game. This is Bryce Taylor. He shoots a three top of the key. That's off the mark. No good. Lacy kept it alive. Goes out of bounds. They're going to get a foul. They're going to call a foul on Lacy. Paul Dimka is livid. The far official made that call from about three-quarters of the court away. And it's going to be a one-and-one situation for Pacelli. Lacy picks up the foul. That foul was called from three-quarters of the court away. And it's going to send Jake Feltz to the free-throw line for a one-and-one here. Lacy tried to keep the ball alive on that missed shot by Taylor. First one's on the way. In and out, no good. Wilson with the rebound. Missed the front end of a bonus. And East into the front court. Wilson gives it to Taylor. Taylor out on top. Lacy. Now it's Tanner Dimka. Dimka to Taylor. Lacy, right corner. He wants to operate into the paint. Kicks it outside. Dimka to the corner to Taylor. Taylor drives into the paint. Hangs in the air, and he gets hammered hard. Jameson, I believe, got the foul. He pops right up. And he'll go to the line for two. Alan Jameson picks up the foul, and Bryce Taylor at the line to shoot a pair here. His first trip to the line. 4:43 to play first half. East leading by 9. First free throw, no good. East basketball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. Still to come here tonight, Wausau West and Wausau Newman squaring off. We're going to have Everest girls basketball as the second half of our doubleheader right here. Bryce Taylor hits the second foul shot. It's 21. They put that point up there yet? 20-10, 10-point advantage. Yes, they did. 20-10, 10-point advantage for the Lumberjacks. Pacelli with it. Isaac Elliott. Now they try to get it inside. Ball knocked away, but Pacelli comes up with a loose ball. O'Sullivan way outside with it. Now it's Gruce in the corner to Elliott. Gruce with it outside. Picked up his dribble now and gives it off to Nathan Gladowski. Long skip pass. Elliott brings it back out on top. Now they get it high post. Double teamed as O'Sullivan wants to back in on Wilson. Ball knocked away, taken away by Bryce Taylor. Taylor wants to push, lost the handle on it. And tries to save it and doesn't. It's going to be a turnover as Taylor lost the handle on it and tried to save it from going out of bounds. Six turnovers on the Lumberjacks here in the first half. Trenton Pate's going to get back in for East. Also in for East is Logan Bailey. So it's Bailey, Pate, Sean Wilson, J.P. Lacy, and Tim Nass. East leading by 10, 20-10, 3:43 to play first half. Pacelli with it outside the arc. Bruce. Skip pass to Elliott. They get it down low. Now passing out of the double team. Here's a three ball. That's back bracket. No good. Long rebound. Kept alive. And it's grabbed by Pacilli. Ladowski missed that three, but the long rebound came back to the Cardinals. And they have it. Now they spin it. Here's a three ball launch. That's going to be off the mark again. Wilson pulls down the rebound on the miss by Isaac Elliott. Pacilli not shooting well from three-point range. Wilson top of the key with it. Tim Nass. Now Lacy looks inside to Wilson. It's not there. They keep pushing it around the perimeter. Pacilli playing a zone here. Drive on the baseline. Paid little floater off the rim. No good. Pacilli with the rebound. Now Groose loses the handle on it. Gives it back to the Lumberjacks. They're going to slow things down here a bit. Walking into the front court is Tim Nass. Nass needs some help. Gives it to Lacy. Lacy wants to split two defenders. Now gives it to Pate. Over the top, down low to Lacy. Double team. Puts up a shot off the side of the backboard. Ill-advised shot right there by the sophomore. Here comes Pacilli back the other way. Groose attacked the basket. Now slows it down. Kicks it back outside. Troy Flugar on the baseline. Here's a shot put up and in by Brett O'Sullivan. Slid out to the baseline to get his first hoop of the night. 20-12 now, 8-point game. Trenton Pate is going to be called for palming the basketball. Tell you what, this offside official is going to be getting an earful from the East coaching staff here in a minute. Timeout called by the Lumberjacks. A minute 57 to play, first half. It's an 8-point game. Lumberjacks lead it back in a moment on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Lisa, what did Coach say?
She said I had a concussion and can't play until my doctor clears me.
Come on, it's barely a ding. You're tough. We need you for the game.
Trust me, I want to keep pushing, but I also want to play solid. It's better to miss one game than the whole season, or maybe even sports for the rest of my life.
Wow, tough and smart.
All concussions are serious, so give your brain time to heal. Visit www.cdc.gov/concussion to learn why. A message from CDC.
Tom King back here at the West Fieldhouse. A minute 57 to play first half. Lumberjacks leading 20-12. It'll be Sean Wilson, Trent Pate, J.P. Lacy, Tim Nass, and also Logan Bailey out there for the Lumberjacks. Seven turnovers for East here in this first half of basketball. Pacilli will have it side court. Ty Groose will look to inbound it. And gets it in. And gets it back. Now they get it to a high post. Now they get it down low to Feltz. Feltz feeds a cutter to the hoop, up and in. Ladowski gets the hoop on the feed from Feltz. And it's 20-14. Pacilli fighting their way back. Now we get a whistle and a hand check foul. As they were pressuring the East player who was bringing the ball up, that was Nass. Gladowski's going to get the foul, and that's going to send the Lumberjacks to the foul line for a bonus here. And it's going to be Tim Nass at the line to shoot a 1-1 here. They were double-teaming Nass as he brought the ball up, and they call a hand-check foul. Well, we had a hand-check foul, and we've had a palming call here tonight. First free throw is up and in for Tim Nass. Obviously, we're not watching a college or a pro game here. Although they're calling the hand check fouls closer in the college level now, and that's making the coaches very unhappy. Nass hits the second foul shot. Been a parade to the free throw line in many of these college games we've seen this year. 22-14. They get it in the corner. Here's a three ball by Gladowski. That's too hard. No good. The rebound grabbed by Lacy. He got hammered, and the ball knocked away, but the Lumberjacks come away with it. And now they'll slow things down. Tim Nass going to bring it ahead. Lost the handle on the ball. Groose saved it from going out of bounds. They get it to Feltz. No, but a foul, and he'll go to the line for two. The ball took a hop off a dead spot in the floor on Nass, and he lost the handle on it. Groose with a behind-the-back pass, saving it from going out of bounds to Feltz, who missed the layup but got hammered, and he'll go to the line for two. 8 turnovers on the Lumberjacks. First foul shot is up and in for Jake Feltz. He's got 3 points on the night. Zhang Chang gets into the game for East for the first time. Lumberjacks giving a lot of different players a little action in this game as they will head into conference play next Friday night. And the rotation, I would imagine, would tighten up greatly. Second foul shot is no good, but Pacelli with the rebound. Now they get it to Feltz again. He wants to operate on Lacey. Spin move, shot put up and in. Good spin move that time by Feltz on the baseline. And it's 22-17. Now full court pressure. Lumberjacks are going to have to hurry it across, and they will. Pate will bring it into the front court. Nearly has the ball knocked away. Now he does have it knocked away. Long pass ahead. Feltz hangs in the air. It's up and in. So just like last night, late in the game, Pacelli has made a comeback here and cut this deficit to just 3 with 45 seconds to play in the first half. Pressure defense, and the Lumberjacks have turned the ball over here, and all of a sudden, it is a close one again. We'll keep it right here. East basketball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964, and also by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Good pressure defense by Pacelli has forced some turnovers here, and all of a sudden it's 22-19. East will have it. Rutkowski's going to get back into the game with 2 fouls, at least on the offensive side of the ball. Dimka's back out there. Taylor, Lacey, and Wilson. So they need somebody to bring the ball up here, and Rutkowski, they're going to try to get him the ball, and they will. Bruce is going to guard him, and Rutkowski draws the double team, dribbles right through it. Gives it to Taylor, feeds Wilson underneath, they get a layup. They break the pressure that time and get Sean Wilson a layup, and it's 24-19. Pacelli back the other way. There's Feltz on the baseline, hangs, no, but a foul, and he'll go to the line. They got to find somebody who can stay with Feltz on the baseline. He's a horse under there, and he'll go to the line here to shoot 2. Wilson challenged him and got the foul. That's 2 fouls on Wilson, so now both big guys for East with 2 fouls, Hamlin and Wilson. And Jake Feltz at the line again, shooting 2. First one is up and in. Feltz has had a nice second quarter. 8 points all here in the second quarter for Jake Feltz. 24-20, 4-point lead for the Lumberjacks. They led by as many as 10 in this game. Second foul shot, no good. Widmark with the rebound. Tanner Dimka in the backcourt nearly picked up his dribble. Now gets it to Bryce Taylor across the timeline. Taylor with it. Now Tanner Dimka. Dimka looking inside. Nothing there. Now needs some help. Gives it to Taylor. 8 seconds left. Way outside. Lacey with it. Drives to the free throw line. Nearly traveled. Here's Widmark. He'll shoot a 3. In and out. No good. The rebound put back by Bryce Taylor at the buzzer, and it will count. Widmark missed the 3. Taylor was there, had position, and puts the rebound back up and in. And it's a 6-point advantage here at halftime for the Lumberjacks. They lead it 26-20. We'll take a timeout, come back, give you the numbers from the first half after this. You're listening to East Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Behind.